Hi, we're here with Bruce Monrad, Chairman and Portfolio Manager of Northeast Investors Trust, ticker symbol NTHEX, a pioneer in high-yield investing. Bruce has managed the trust for more than 30 years, making him one of the most experienced fund managers in the country. Bruce, the good news is that the Fed has slashed rates to prop up the economy and risk assets like stocks and high-yield bonds. Of course, that means the bad news is that the Fed has slashed rates to historic lows, driving yields on 10-year treasuries below about 0.7%. Are you finding it increasingly hard and difficult to find good yields in this environment?
Well, yields have definitely gone down on both treasuries and in the high yield market. And that's good, of course, for pricing of high yield bonds. It is harder to find yields. But having said that, we do find there are pockets of the high yield market where we do think we see value, and certainly we see value compared to the treasury market.
Bruce, can you describe kind of where you're finding those pockets of opportunity within high yield?
Yes, within high yield, our preference would be away from the ETF base, that is to say the most on the run, as we say, bond. And so we look for diamonds in the rough, some museum pieces out there with extra high yield, and we think we can find them. And as I said, we're very happy with how the portfolio is positioned accordingly.
Bruce, as of mid-August, Northeast Investors Trust was sporting a yield of about 6.1%. And as I look at the ETF landscape, as you mentioned, I believe iShares iBox High Yield ETF was yielding barely 5%, maybe just at 5%. Can you describe what it is you're doing differently than those ETFs in a little bit of detail?
Yes, the ETFs are comprised of the largest issuers, and currently they have some of the lowest interest rates. So we, as I say, if we go beyond the ETF part of the high yield market and look for opportunities there, we can get higher yield. So we're doing that. We've also bought a couple of other things, such as preferred stock with yields as high, coupons, interest rates as high as 9%. We are able to do that, and we're content.
Bruce, as bonds have been maturing within your portfolio, you've obviously been reinvesting those proceeds into new high-yield securities. You described a couple of areas where you're looking perhaps at preferreds and other areas of high yield. Can you describe the general overarching strategy you're employing when it comes to redeploying the proceeds of those shorter-term bonds that are maturing?
Yes, it's a little bit of more of the same, which is to say we are looking for off-the-run securities, not the securities that have been bid up already because of the significant inflows into the market. It's worth stating that there's been very, very heavy both supply and demand into high yield. But as I say, we are finding pockets of value outside of the most on-the-run securities. And by on-the-run, I mean the largest issuers, the best-known names. And there is value out there.
Bruce, can you talk a little bit about where you're taking risks within your portfolio? I mean, I'm looking at some of your holdings, and I'm astounded that you're able to achieve these higher yields or higher than average yield within the high-yield space, even though about half of the holdings within your portfolio really mature within the next 3 years. And when I look at some ETFs and other actively managed bond funds, I'm looking at portfolios that are much, much longer term. So if you're short-term minded, how are you able to generate those higher than average yields?
Well, the yield curve on treasuries is actually kind of flat in absolute terms. You know, cash earns zero and longer term treasuries are around 0.5%. So the baseline yield curves are kind of flat. So it is possible to find yield relatively comparable across the maturity spectrum, even in high yield.
Bruce, thanks for sharing your thoughts. That was Bruce Monrad of Northeast Investors Trust, ticker symbol NTHEX.